Cardinals grab the lead in the I-8, paying the price for ejections and free agency. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Coldwater Cardinals sit in the driver's seat in the Interstate 8 boys basketball race after a heart-stopping 69-63 double overtime win at Parma Western last Friday for the conference lead, withstanding Western's best shots to extend the game.
Here's a dribble drive. Cottingham off the rim. No good. Ball tip. Rebound put back. Yes! For Desmond Price, they're going to play another overtime.
Sean Watson from MHSAA Network affiliate WTVB in Coldwater on the call. And after the game, Coldwater coach Casey Adams talked about how everyone stepped up from the loss of two-time All-Conference guard and team-leading scorer Colin Warner, who was out with an injury.
You know, guys are stepping up. You know, we did expose our youth a little bit more tonight, but stayed after it. And, we, you know, other guys was able to lift those youth up and just keep playing, you know.
Gage McGuire with 21 and Brady Beckhausen with 20 led the Cardinals now 8-1 in the I-8. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Muskego Mona Shores girls basketball guard Jordan Walker, who scored a career-high 39 points in a win over Muskegon last Friday, and the Jackson High School girls bowling team, which captured its fourth tournament title of the year last Saturday at Sturgis. Skipping meals will only hurt your performance, so be sure to eat regular meals and healthy snacks to fuel your body for every athletic event. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Good sportsmanship is at the foundation of what high school sports is all about. Whenever a coach or player is ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct or behavior, that individual is suspended for the rest of that day of competition. In some sports, that means that they're done for the rest of that game on that day. Or in sports where there are doubleheaders or tournament play involved, the person is disqualified from that entire day of competition. The rule then also requires that that coach or player is also ineligible for the subsequent day of competition, essentially being a one-day suspension for anyone who is ejected.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. The Twitter sphere was ablaze last week, announcing where high school seniors were going to go to college and continue their athletic endeavors, and to all of those kids, we wish you well. How the word spreads these days is a far cry from my time as a college athletic administrator, where we all sat by the fax machine that day and published a list of the commits in the late afternoon. It was a day that lacked the flash of what we now see, typical of the college sports arms race. But a few days before all the college activity officially took place, I was surprised by a tweet going around that announced a new addition to a school's athletic program. And the surprise was that this wasn't announcing where someone was going to go to college, but of a transfer student athlete arriving at a high school. And it was on the school's official athletic Twitter account. This is the time of year where fall athletes make transfers to neighboring schools, seeking greener pastures and foregoing their winter and spring high school eligibility for the rest of the year. It's been going on for too long. But now for a school to welcome a transfer in such a public manner is too much. Schools of choice have given us high school athletic free agency, a game where the rich get richer. And no one in the position of losing a kid is willing to narc on the receiving school because the shoe may well be on the other foot the next time. It's a problem bigger than public versus private schools, and it's a problem that's not going to go away anytime soon until the coaches and administrators of MHSAA schools rise up and take care of it themselves. Winter tournaments begin this week with districts and team and individual wrestling. Follow the mat action on the MHSAA website with live links to results from selected tournament centers. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.